This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. Partnership Podcast, it's Eric Williams. Glad to be with you. I am in the lobby of the classic, the storied Sitzmark Hotel. I am with former owner and new owner, and we're going to talk all things Sitzmark, and we're going to talk about business here in Vail, how it's been, and in the future of the Sitzmark and what's going to go on. So let me introduce the guests, Steve Kaselica. How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you, and that's the new owner. And I'm not calling you old. That's a terrible thing to say. The previous former. Are you okay saying that? Is it all right, or is it bringing a little tear at this point?
Oh, it's a little emotional.
I bet.
For sure.
Yeah. I bet. This is cool. It's Jeannie Fritsch, and you and your family have been a part of the Sitzmark for so long. Actually, that's the first question. How long have you been a part of this?
Coming up on 49 years.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, January 2nd, 1974.
Oh, so. That's pretty neat. Actually, Steve and I were just, before this we started, you pulled up an old Vail Trail article on your phone that's when your father took over with this hotel. Mm-hmm. Was that something that he knew what he was doing, or was he just ready to go?
We had no idea what we were doing.
And how old were you, can I ask?
I was nine at the time. Yeah. So we were living in Chicago, and my dad was a mechanical engineer. My mom was raising myself and my two sisters, but she has had a bachelor's or a master's degree. And so they always wanted to do something together and have no hotel experience at all. But they were avid skiers. And so they just thought, well, let's move out to Colorado and you know, see how it goes.
I love that. And that's okay. There's people. You might hear some sounds in the background as we're here in the lobby. But people grabbing coffees and waters and so forth. I like that. It's ski season. They're supposed to be getting out there and hitting it. So I love that you say father was a mechanical engineer with no hotel experience. But isn't that what every hotel needs more than anything? Is a mechanical engineer?
Yeah. Well, and being an engineer, he did so many things to this place. You know, when we first came, there was no elevator. There was no pool. And, you know, just the apartment upstairs, he just always had a project going to build it and make it better.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What is, take me back to 9-year-old Jeannie for just a second, and she's running around the hotel. I mean, was it like paradise for you to have a hotel in Vail that mom and dad owned?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty fun. You know, the Vail Mountain was my backyard.
Yep.
And I have to say that I did run around. I have been trying to show Steve all of the little hiding places that I had as a kid.
All your favorite spots.
All the little corners. And then even, you know, in the village itself, it was just fun to run around, especially off season, you know, and there weren't anybody here. You could just kind of go into all the other properties. And
swim in any pool you wanted.
Swim in any pool and then, you know, have the mountain as your backyard was great.
I think that's pretty special. I want to talk more about the history and a little bit of that, but also Steve's just sitting here and I want to talk to him just a little bit as well. And this is, like you said, a new property to you, but you started in the hotel business early on. This was kind of a calling for you. You said mid-20s you started investing.
That's right. So I went to hotel school and, you know, as part of my, as part of the hotel program at Michigan State, which is where I went, they actually forced you to work in a hotel before you can graduate. I think it was for 400 hours.
There we go.
And on hour two of my first 400, I realized this is way too much work for me, operating a hotel. And I panicked, and I was doing well in my finance and business courses. And so my counselor told me, you know, why don't you, instead of on the operation side, get on the hotel investment side. And that's kind of where I focused my efforts. And so upon graduating, I went to work for an investment firm, and we started a company and started buying hotels, which we were successful in doing, thankfully. But in 2005, we sold that company or took it public, and then I started the company I'm with now and really focused on doing passion projects. So I had been a, you know, a longtime visitor and part-time resident of the Vail Valley. And 10 years ago, I was able to move here full-time. And the Sitzmark Lodge has been one of my favorite hotels really ever in Vail. This is where I send my my friends and family when they come into town. And when the rumor was out that this property was available, I was introduced to Jeannie. And after a quick conversation, I realized, you know, this is going to be my passion.
Yeah.
And it's something I had to have.
That's so cool. I'm glad you say rumor, too, because that's something that not in this small town. There's never rumors that go around in this small town. And when the rumor went out that the Sitzmark is going to be, you know, changing hands and so forth, everyone was a little bit nervous. You know, we thought giant hotel conglomerates and what's going to happen and so forth. I mean, I'm sure you heard a little bit of that as well. How did you, how does that make you feel hearing that?
Yeah, well, so, you know, I think change is scary for everybody to some degree. You know, change can be good. And, you know, we want to bring a good level of change here. That said, one of the reasons why I love this hotel is because the tradition and the legacy that was started by Jeannie and her family. And it's a special location. It's a special place. And I really want to put my mark on Vail and the property, but in a way that it doesn't, that it enhances that legacy and really doesn't change the overall DNA or the heart of the property.
Yeah.
This is something that, you know, I want to be able to be proud of. I want Jeannie and her family to be proud of down the road, and something that, you know, I want the legacy to be passed down to the future generations.
I wish everyone in Radioland could see his eyes and his face when he's saying this, because it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real and it's passion. Thank you for that. And when you talk about legacy and change, you know, a lot of people think that those are at polar opposites of the spectrum, but no, it's just the way that you think about it, and they don't have to be, certainly with this hotel. I want to talk about legacy just a little bit, though, because when I did ask you, like, do you have any favorite memories? And we talked about just a little bit before we turned on the microphone, but it's guests. It's people.
It's people. And that was what was so important to me when I came to the decision that it was just time to move on and let it go. But the people, the guests, the employees mean so much to me.
Yeah. Now you got to see her face. It's real. I promise.
Yeah. Starting to well up. And so it was really important to me to find somebody who would recognize that and want to carry that on. But then also to help elevate it, because that's where I felt like, you know, I couldn't go there. It was time to pass it on to somebody else who could then take it and bring it into the future.
Yeah.
But I wanted somebody to be able to recognize who we were and appreciate that, not a corporation to come in or somebody to come in and tear it down.
Yeah.
Because it is such a special property, property here.
And your dad fixed a lot of those mechanical issues. They're still working, right?
He was still climbing a ladder when he was 94.
That's the part that scares me. She said her dad started with no hotel experience, but a mechanical and an engineering background. I have hotel experience, but zero mechanical and engineering background. So Jeannie's going to have to remain on speed dial for a while as we go through the transition here. But one of the things that, you know, Jeannie was, you know, gracious and generous enough to do was to agree to stay on for a period of time through the transition, not only to help with, you know, the team members here, but also to, you know, as far as the guests are concerned and help making introductions down the road. And I think, and you know, she's working probably as hard as she did when she owned the hotel.
Yeah, so, I imagine.
And, it's hard to give up.
I will eternally grateful for that. So thank
you. Is it kind of like the grandparent idea? And my parents absolutely love that, right? Like, we can give it back at some point.
Yes.
Play with them. But then they're yours. Yeah.
Actually, yes. I'm already, my stress has lowered and I've put it off onto Steve.
There we go.
But yes, the stress level has certainly lowered quite a bit.
That's
sleep through the night.
That is nice. You mentioned what I believe is the most precious resource in this community, and it's not water, frozen or not, it's the employees that we have and how important those are. I know that's one of the tenets of this hotel, that you have taken care of your employees so much, and I know that's something you guys have talked about quite a bit, but I want to hear just a little bit of your philosophies on employees. This is the Partnership Podcast, and those are the people that we're here to serve probably the most right now in this community.
So when we started our due diligence I learned very quickly how special the team was, and I was thrilled to be able to make sure that, or at least offer that, everybody who wanted to stay stayed. We promoted Jeannie's number two into the general manager role.
Oh, that's cool.
Adam, and he's worked out terrific. And he's not here today, otherwise he'd say hi. But I'm lucky that, you know, a large majority of the team stayed in place. And we really want to... What's nice about the transition for the team is that we can create a little bit more of a career path for them, mm-hmm. because I have other assets in my portfolio, and you know we're looking to grow as well. So, there's ambition here, and we want to foster that.
I think that's really cool, especially the opportunities for growth and the other assets too. What a great thing for the employees, and what a cool thing. As the partnership and workforce pipeline guy, oh my gosh, you're speaking my language right now. So what a cool thing, and that's really important. Steve, you did mention, you talk about there's going to be some changes. And I don't want you to give anything away that you don't want to yet, but what are some of the small changes you're thinking
about?
Yeah,
so, we're gonna walk before we run,
yeah,
for sure. And there's we want to elevate the property both physically and provide some elevated service and offerings that again don't change the character of the property,
yeah,
but really something that we think guests are gonna appreciate and really embrace, both new guests and the long-term guests, mm-hmm. Who've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
So, we'll be going through a remodel and a refresh, which we're starting in the design phase now. We incorporated Jeannie's home,
yeah,
which is the penthouse, into a four-bedroom hotel suite. That is available for guests to enjoy.
Wait,
and book.
So you don't have housing now? Shoot. No, I'm kidding. That's really neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you
later. Okay, good.
It's, it's a super special place and, fantastic views. And I wish I could live there, but maybe someday.
Oh, I'm just thinking about the concerts that I've seen right out here and the parades that I've seen right out here. And oh my word, the spots that the Sitzmark provides, especially that top level.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's
the top level special.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah. even the pool deck and hot tub, many people have gone up there to watch a concert,
yes,
when they used to have the Tuesday night, Wednesday night concerts here at,
yeah,
Checkpoint Charlie. Yeah, that was the place to be. The Teva Mountain Games.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have the concerts and,
yeah,
parties.
We're
up there
dating ourselves when we say things like that.
Teva.
Yeah. I love that. I really do think that this is such a pleasure to sit down with you and see this, see a transition happening, see the passion in your eyes, Steve, and the energy that you have for this, and see you with this, a little bit of sadness, but also this sense of peace.
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet. But I feel really good about who I'm handing it off to.
Yeah.
So,
well, the tears have stopped, and it may have coincided when my check cleared.
Yeah.
but just seeing the passion that Jeannie has had for this place, as we've been going through this process, is heartwarming. And as I told her, she's welcome back anytime. And we've got a spot for you. So
you're
not old enough to be, but Hotel Grandma is a good position, right?
Hotel Grandma.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as we're closing this, and I know you've had a chance to talk to so many guests and so forth, but if you wanted to, what would you say to the people of the Vail Valley? And I'm not trying to make you weepy or anything like that, but as you're passing the reins, and then Steve, I'd ask you the same question, is what's the invitation that you'd like to give to the residents of the Valley?
Huh. Well, I think, first of all, I want to thank the Vail Valley for all that you've given to my family. We moved here from Chicago, and this really became our home. And it's the community, the bond that's in the community that really makes it special. And the magic of the Sitzmark really just fits into that. So, I'm not totally going away. I am still staying a little bit in the Valley part-time. And I, like I said, I do really feel like I'm handing it off to somebody who will be a good steward for the property.
That seems so, like it. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So, you know, for me, I just want everyone to know that we, you know, intend to really be a good partner to the Valley, to the local businesses. We want to keep as much local as we can. We want to create career paths for our employees and our team members. And, you know, and I really look at us being, rather than an owner of this asset, is really a steward of this asset until it's time to pass it on to the next guy.
That's a great way of looking at it. Yeah.
And we're going to take that seriously.
It's like a really big pine tree. No one can own it. You just have to take care of it.
Yeah, that's right.
I always think of that in my yard. Like, and I don't, water. Actually, you can't own a tree. The Sitz Marks the same way. Yes, you just have to take care of it, be a good steward as it moves through. Thank you both for your time. Jeannie, thanks for all that you've done for the Valley over the years. And Steve, we cannot wait to see all the things that you do. I know you've been here 10 years and your kids have an awesome life here and they're hockey stars. And it's just fun to have another local person. And whether you're out there as a local or a visitor, you are welcome at the Sitz Mark. How do people find you?
Oh, well, we would love to host anybody. And, you know, find me at www.sitzmarklodge.com. And we'd love to tour you around and show you what we're doing.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now. And find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.